Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Golda, and today Masechus Baba Kama, Daf Chav Ches, the third parak Hamaniach. The third parak has been generously sponsored with Zechud Nishmas, Rav Yitzchak Ben Mer Golombek, Alav Shalom. So the three topics we're going to focus on are, a proof is suggested that one may enforce the law himself. Shor Sha'al Al Gabi Chavir Al Lahorgo, if an ox went on top of another ox to kill it, Ubal Ba Atachtun V'Shamen Eshalo, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is putter from paying. The Gemara assumes that the Brisa is discussing with the upper ox was a mu'ud, and the victim's owner would have collected full damages if his ox had been killed. Still, he's putter when taking the law into his hands. The Gemara answers that the Brisa is discussing a tum, where the owner could only collect half damages. This answer is challenged in the Brisa's second case, which says, if he pushed off the upper ox, killing it, he is liable. If the ox is a tum and he's risking a loss, why is he liable? The Gemara answers, he should have pulled out his ox, which was less likely to harm the upper ox, and he didn't pull it out. Point number two, Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field, and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, what he gave, meaning the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. The Gemara assumes the exchange was effective, which is why the new path is theirs, but he lacks the means of preventing people from using the old path. But if one may enforce the law himself, let him take a staff and sit by the path to strike anyone using it. Three answers are given for why the exchange was not effective. Number one, it's a decree lest one exchange with a crooked, less convenient path. Number two, the cases where he gave them a crooked path. Or number three, any path provided to the public is considered crooked because it's closer for some but further for others. The Gemara asks, if the exchange was not valid, why can he not reclaim the new path? It answers, Meitzah Shechazik Bo Rabim, a boundary which the public took possession of for a path, Asul Kalkalo, is forbidden from the owner to ruin it. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Nishbara Kadob Rishus of Rabim, if one's jug broke in Rishus of Rabim, Behuchach Echon B'mayim, and someone slipped on the water, or Shalaka Bacharsis, or was injured by a shard of the jug, Chai, the owner is liable. Rav explains the owner's only liable is shetin fukelo b'mayim, where his clothes were soiled by the water, but not for the victim's personal injuries, because karko'om hizikatu, the ownerless ground harmed him. Rav holds on daf nun that one is not liable for bore damages from impact with the ground, which is not his. He's only responsible for damages directly from the water, which he owns. Shmuel responded that one's liability for a hazardous object left in public is derived from bore. Since boar is exempted from damages to kalim, as the pasuk says, chamor for a donkey, lo kalim, but not for utensils, he cannot be liable for the victim's clothing. Rather, the liability is for the person's injuries, in keeping with his position on daf nun, that one is liable for impact with the ground caused by his boar. Rav, however, counters that hazardous objects which belong to him are in the category of shor and liable for kalim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A proof is suggested that one may enforce the law himself. Shor Sha'al Al Gabi Chavir Lahorgo, if an ox went on top of another to kill it, Ubal Ba Hatachtan Mishamat Eshalo, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is putter from paying. The Gemara assumes that the Brisa is discussing with the upper ox was a mu'ud, and the victim's owner would have collected full damages if his ox had been killed. Still, he's putter when taking the law into his hands. The Gemara answers that the Brisa is discussing a tum, where the owner could only collect half damages. This answer is challenged in the Brisa's second case, which says, if he pushed off the upper ox, killing it, he is liable. If the ox is a tum and he's risking a loss, why is he liable? The Gemara answers, he should have pulled out his ox, which was less likely to harm the upper ox, and he didn't pull it out. Point number two, Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field, and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, what he gave, meaning the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. The Gemara assumes the exchange was effective, which is why the new path is theirs, but he lacks the means of preventing people from using the old path. But if one may enforce the law himself, let him take a staff and sit by the path to strike anyone using it. Three answers are given for why the exchange was not effective. Number one, it's a decree lest one exchange with a crooked, less convenient path. Number two, the cases where he gave them a crooked path. Or number three, any path provided to the public is considered crooked because it's closer for some but further for others. The Gemara asks, if the exchange was not valid, why can he not reclaim the new path? It answers, Meitzah Shechazik Bo Rabim, a boundary which the public took possession of for a path, Asul Kalkalo, it's forbidden from the owner to ruin it. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Nishbara Kadob Rishus of Rabim, if one's jug broke in Rishus of Rabim, Behuchach Echon B'mayim, and someone slipped on the water, or Shalaka Bacharsis, or was injured by a shard of the jug, Chai, the owner is liable. Rav explains the owner is only liable shetin for kelo b'mayim, where his clothes were soiled by the water, but not for the victim's personal injuries, because karka'om hizikatu, the owner who has ground harmed him. Rav holds on daf nun that one is not liable for bore damages from impact with the ground, which is not his. He's only responsible for damages directly from the water, which he owns. Shmuel responded that one's liability for a hazardous object left in public is derived from bor, since bor is exempted from damages to kelim. As the pasuk says, chamor for a donkey, lo kelim, but not for utensils, he cannot be liable for the victim's clothing. Rather, the liability is for the person's injuries, in keeping with his position on daf nun, that one is liable for impact with the ground caused by his bor. Rav, however, counters that hazardous objects which belong to him are in the category of shor and liable for kelim. Alright, so now we get our siman daf chav ches, and our standard siman relates to koach. We use a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker. On an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug. In Rishus Rabbi. Once again, slow motion. The strong man, that must be more daf chav ches, koach. The strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, which reminds us if an ox went on top of another ox to kill it, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is patur from paying. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, mashan nasan nasan, what he gave, and the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug, in Rishus Rabbi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about damages from slipping on water if an owned hazardous object is considered a bor or a shor. So once again, the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on no public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug, in Rishus Rabbi. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chav dalet. So the simur daf chav dalet is a pitcher, a cud. So here goes. The pitcher maker, that must be more daf chav dalet, cud. The pitcher maker who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, which reminds us, Rameir explains why he holds a mood can be established from three incidents of damage in a single day. If its space is goring over multiple days, its owner is liable for full damages. Then if it gored three times close together on one day, is it not certain he should pay full damages? So the pitcher maker was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Luyu de Sura and not Luyu de Gavra, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Shloshi Yami de Katani, of the 3 days, the Rabbi Yehuda mentions Luyu de Sura, Luyu de Gavra, in order to make the ox a muad or to make the owner a muad? Are the three incidents to establish an animal's tendency to gore or to warn the owner multiple times before paying in full? Enough kaminas where three sets of witnesses testified on a single day about the animal damaging on three separate days. So, the pitcher maker who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Lide Sore and not Lide Gavra, because he was found inciting someone's dog against another. Which reminds us, Gemara asks, Mishasa Kalbusho Chavero Bechavero Mahu, one who incites someone's dog against another person, what is the halacha? The insider is definitely exempt because he caused the damage indirectly, but is a dog's owner liable? Can he say, what did I do to the victim since the dog's attack was instigated by another person? Or do we say to him, since you know that your dog is susceptible to being incited, you should not have retained it? Daf Chafei. So the Simur Daf Chafei is the 25th wedding anniversary. So here goes. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner. 25th wedding anniversary? That must be more Daf Chafei. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says that karen damages inflicted in the nizak's property are chayv nezek shalim, even for a tum. The chami say he pays chetzi nezek like normal karen. Rabbi Tarfon attempts to prove his position from a kal vachomer, and the chami limit the kal vachomer based on the principle of dayo. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter. And then the husband tried to explain to his wife the concept of dayo by spitting on a picture of their daughter, which reminds us, Gemara questions, how Rabbi Tarfon does not apply the principle of Dio, since the source for Dio is from the Torah, from the Parsha of Miriam being quarantined for only 7 days, not 14. The Gemara answers that he agrees to the principle of Dio, but holds it does not apply to Heka de Mafri, Kavachomer, where the Kavachomer would be nullified. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster, when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter, and then the husband tried to explain to his wife the concept of Dio by spitting on a picture of their daughter, which happened to be placed on a mat that was tame from a corpse, which reminds us, Rav Achmed Difti asks Ravina that a brisa does not apply Dio, even where it would not nullify the Kal Vachomer. A brisa derives that a mat, which is not a container, can contract tumor from a corpse based on a Kal Vachomer. Dav Chavav, so the simur Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. When the soldiers in the military coup, that must be more Dav Chavav. When the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Rego shadarsal gabi tinok b'chatsu anizak. If an animal through Rego trampled the child in the yard of the nizak, killing him, what's the halacha regarding whether the owner pays kofar? Do we say that just as Karen, once it's a mu'ud, or chehu, it's his habit and he pays kofar, so Rego would pay kofar as well, or perhaps kofar is only paid for Karen, which is kavanaso, a hazik, intended to harm. So when the soldiers in the military coup search to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they're able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, adam mu'ud la'olam, a man is always mu'ud, and pays nezek shalom ben shogeg ben mezid ben er ben yashin, whether he's awake or asleep, simas ein chavero, if he blinded his fellow's eye, v'shibar sekelim, or broke utensils, he pays full damages. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah groups these last two cases together to teach that just as when breaking kelim he only pays damages because no other payments are applicable, so too when he blinds or otherwise injures someone unintentionally, he only pays nezek and not the additional four payments for injuring a person, tzar ripui shevis and boshes. So, when the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, because he was lying next to the man throwing pots out the window toward a pillow, which a soldier had just moved. Which reminds us, if one threw a utensil from a roof and there were pillows and cushions beneath it on the ground, and someone else comes along and removes them, or he himself came ahead and removed them, resulting in the utensil breaking on the ground, he is putter from paying, since at the time he threw it, his arrows were stopped, meaning his act of throwing would not have broken the utensil since the pillows were on the ground. One is not liable for removing the cushions because this cause of the damage was indirect. Dav Chavzain, so the simur Dav Chavzain is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy playing his kazoo, that must mean we're a Dav Chav Zion. The boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart, which reminds us, Rabbi said, if one placed a coal on another person's heart and he died, he's not liable for murder since the victim should have removed it and caused his own death. If he placed it on someone's garment and it burned, he is liable. The owner didn't remove it, intending to demand payment afterwards. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Hamaniach Esakad Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If one left the jug in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and someone else came and tripped on it and broke it, he's patur from paying for it. If he's injured, the owner pays for his damages. The Gemara asks, he should have watched where he's going and should have to pay for breaking the pitcher out of negligence. Rabbi Ula answers, he's not liable because it's not the way of people to focus on the road as they walk. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and fell right next to a cistern where one partner was getting hit with a shovel for drawing water on a day, which wasn't his, which reminds us. Rav Chisda sent a question to Rav Nachman about a water cistern owned by two people, and when one was drawing water on a day which was not his and refused to stop, his partner struck him with the handle of a shovel. Rav Nachman declared, let him strike the partner 100 blows with the handle. For although Amoraim argue if one may enforce the law himself, but makum seda avid inish dina lenafshe, where he would suffer a loss by waiting to go to court, such as here, where he would not know how much water his partner took, everyone agrees one may enforce the law himself. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff does the Gemara bring a Kal Vachomer that a mat can be makabel tuma from a mace? That's on Dav Chavhei. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do when if one placed a coal on a person's heart and the person died, he's not liable for murder since the victim should have removed it and he caused his own death? That's on Dav Chav Zayin, good number 3. Which doth do that if a man tries to give the public a different path through his field, what he gives they get, but the old path does not become his. That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good number 4. Which doth do the question if the mouth of a cow is considered Rishus HaNizak or Rishus HaMazik. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number 5. Which of the one, if a man pulls out his ox from under an attacking ox, and the attacking shore dies, the man is putter from payment. That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good, number 6. Which Daf do we discuss what the halacha is if an ox tramples a child to death in Rosh Hashanah? Does he pay kofar? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good, number 7. Which of the one, that the concept of Dayo is learned from the Parsha of Miriam and Saras? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good, number 8. Which daf do you have machlokes about damage of some slipping on water and whether an owned hazardous object is considered a bore or shore? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good, number 9. Which daf do you have machlokes from Yehuda Rabbi Meir regarding how an animal becomes a mud and reverts to being a tam? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. And number 10, which of them that one can enforce the law himself, such as in the case where a partner is taking water from a cistern on a day which is not his? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Golder from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.